There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 45 of the tabernacle, the details of the ark. Someone once said, one encounter with God can change everything. Our text today is from Exodus 37, verses 1 through 9. Bezalel made the ark of acacia wood. 2.5 cubits was its length, 1.5 cubits its breadth, and 1.5 cubits its height. And he overlaid it with pure gold inside and outside, and made a molding of gold around it. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold for its 4 feet, 2 rings on its one side and 2 rings on its other side. And he made poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold, and put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark to carry the ark. And he made a mercy seat of pure gold. 2.5 cubits was its length, and 1.5 cubits was its breadth. And he made 2 cherubim of gold. He made them of hammered work on the 2 ends of the mercy seat. 1 cherub was on the one end, and 1 cherub on the other end. Of 1 piece with the mercy seat, he made the cherubim on its 2 ends. The cherubim spread out their wings above, overshadowing the mercy seat with their wings, with their faces one to another, toward the mercy seat, were the faces of the cherubim. The Ark of the Covenant is referred to 180 times in the Bible, making it one of the most prominent furnishings in all of Scripture. Philip Ryken and R. Kent Hughes share valuable insight into the construction of the Ark of the Covenant. One sign of the Ark's importance is that it was made by Bezalel himself, the Leonardo da Vinci of Hebrews. As Israel's artistic director, Bezalel supervised the construction of the entire tabernacle, but when it came time to make the Ark of the Covenant, he did the work himself. So God put his chief artisan on the construction of the Ark and gave him specific instructions. David Levi gives us detailed description of the Ark of the Covenant in addition to sharing other names for the Ark in Scripture. The Ark was called by many names. In Exodus 25:22, it was known as the Ark of the Testimony because it was where the 2 tablets of the law were kept. In Numbers 10:33, it was known as the Ark of the Covenant, speaking of God's covenant relationship with his people. In 1 Samuel 3:3, it's known as the Ark of God. In 1 Kings 2:26, it's known as the Ark of the Lord God. In 2 Chronicles 35:3, it's known as the Holy Ark. And in Psalm 132:8, it's known as the Ark of Thy Strength. The Ark was a regular chest, 3 feet 9 inches long and 2 feet 3 inches wide and high, made of acacia wood and covered with gold inside and out. It had a gold rim encircling its top, gold rings on the 4 corners, and staves of acacia wood covered with gold to carry it. The lid, called the mercy seat, was of pure gold. On top of the Ark, at each end, stood 2 cherubim of gold, facing each other, but looking down toward the mercy seat, with their wings touching each other as they were stretched out over the top. That's from Exodus 25, verses 10 through 20. Since we will discuss the mercy seat next week, our current focus is on the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark was made of acacia wood. Ancient Hebrews considered the acacia tree a symbol of immortality because of its hardness, durability, and evergreen nature. Because of its eternal symbolism, the Israelites even planted this tree in front of tombs and other burial sites. The ark was overlaid with gold, inside and out. Gold symbolizes God's divine nature and glory and denotes power. God gave specific instructions that 4 rings were to be built on the 4 corners of the Ark of the Covenant. That's from Exodus 37:3. Rings were required because the ark had to be portable and could only be transported with poles made for that purpose. These poles were also made with acacia wood and overlaid with gold. The Ark of the Covenant was so holy that human hands could not touch it. Scripture states that if someone touched it, that person would die. You can see Numbers 4:15 and 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. The details found in the construction of the ark reveal the degree of holiness surrounding where God dwells. The dynamics of carrying this ark show the high priority of ensuring God's presence is always with you. Some questions to consider. What do the following names for the Ark of the Covenant reveal about God's presence in your life? The Ark of the Testimony, the Ark of God, the Ark of the Lord God, the Holy Ark, the Ark of God's Strength. What do the materials used for making the ark teach us about meeting in God's presence? What does the transportability of the ark say about the consistency of your time with God? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.